Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Her reflection is entitled, The Narrow Gate.
A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Enter through the narrow gate. Sister Mary Pierce was well into her 90s when I had the opportunity of sitting with her at a table during a community meeting. She was what we like to call a wisdom figure, one of those precious individuals who exude holiness in a very concrete human way. We were talking about the aging process, and I asked her to describe for us how, in looking back over her long life, she saw the pattern of her aging process. She paused for a moment to reflect, then raised both hands, almost in a blessing, and brought them together and lowered them. "It was like this," she said. "Over the years, my life has become more narrow and deeper. A lot of what mattered to me in the past isn't important now, and I find myself letting go until only the essential is left, like the pearl of great price in the gospel, like the treasure hidden in the field." I wonder if this is what Jesus means when he invites us to pass through the narrow gate that leads to life. Maybe he's saying that with every choice we make throughout our lives, we create a path that leads to our ultimate destiny. Step by step, we choose, and every choice means a letting go of another choice. The path becomes narrower, more focused. Jesus knows, and he wants us to know, that some of these choices will be painful, but they will all lead to joy in the end. The journey belongs to each of us, but we are never alone. We move forward in a community nourished by grace toward a vision of glory that will never end. ¶¶